In eastern Ukraine, it is now a battle of artillery. Up until now, Ukraine unable to hit some of the Russian artillery systems that are causing this damage because they are too far away. That is why they asked the U.S. for long-range artillery systems, and now the Biden administration has decided to give them medium-range instead, helping Ukraine while trying not to provoke Moscow.
Specifically with regard to weapon systems being provided, the Ukrainians have given us assurances that they will not use these systems against targets on Russian territory. There is a strong trust bond between Ukraine and the United States, as well as with our allies and partners.
But when it comes to these critical weapons, the U.S. says it will provide only 4 systems and won't say how many GPS-guided rockets, even though it's reportedly only a few dozen. And it'll take at least 3 weeks to train the Ukrainian forces on how to use them. Some military experts say the new weapons will still have an impact.
So once you have those systems, the range and precision they offer, I think, open up a lot of different battlefield options for the Ukrainians to do things like destroy command and control posts that are further back from the front, to destroy logistics and supply chains for the Russians that allow them to keep advancing.
The HIMARS system can fire 6 GPS-guided rockets at a distance of around 70 kilometers and can be reloaded in about a minute. It's on wheels, so it can quickly move after firing. Other experts say this should have happened long ago.
Those 777s should have been there months and months ago, for example, and these HIMARS as well. So the administration is following its own pattern. They should actually announce that they're going to deliver the longer range systems, the capabilities as soon as possible.
But the Biden administration is clearly concerned about provoking Russia, and the Russians did react.
These risks certainly exist. The things that the Kiev regime unapologetically demands from its Western patrons, firstly, overstep all bounds of decency and diplomatic relations, and secondly, are a direct provocation aimed at drawing the West into combat.
President Joe Biden penned an op-ed this week to say he's adamant U.S. troops will not be in the fight, but he has decided to give Ukraine the most sophisticated weapons yet, hoping it may be enough to prevent future Russian successes on the battlefield. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.
So what exactly is the system the Americans have sent to Ukraine? The HIMARS Multiple Launch Rocket System, or MLRS, can simultaneously fire multiple precision-guided missiles. Its 70-kilometer range is almost twice that of the M777 howitzers already provided to Ukrainian forces. The longer-range version of the missile can reach targets 300 kilometers away, but that hasn't been supplied to the Ukrainians. The U.S. military already has HIMARS units in Europe. NATO allies Poland and Romania also have them.